This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I haven't done this in a while. I bet there's no one listening. But I bet there's no one listening that has gone to a drive-in porno. Because I've never even seen one in my life. Maybe I'm just too young. Maybe they were around before our time.
Did they have drive-in porno?
Well, they do still. And I'll tell you about that in a second.
I thought we talked about a place that was up the road.
That did porno?
That it was like a porno theater, right? But that wasn't a drive-in.
I thought you could drive in and watch something.
I didn't. Not like a drive-in.
Yeah.
No, this is a drive-in. About, like a drive-in theater. Like you've been to a drive-in theater to see a porn.
Now, I will say this, that during the drive-in years...
The nude scenes?
There would be... I remember being young and seeing nude scenes.
Yeah, just probably a regular movie.
Rated R
movie. Probably.
We're talking a full-on porno
rated X
being shown at a drive-in theater.
Yeah, triple X
porn
drive-in.
1-855-954-6969. Have you actually seen one?
It makes a lot of sense. 1-855-954-6969.
Because if you thought they were a thing of the past, I guess there's one in El Paso, Texas.
Of course there is.
That still does this. It's the Fiesta Drive-In Adult Drive-In Theater.
What do? They put this thing in a bowl? Did they dig down? And
yeah, how do they get around the public?
Everyone.
This place has many peeping Toms.
No.
As you enjoy. What? It's a peeping Tom heaven.
It really is.
Are you kidding me?
You're there to be seen. You don't care. Right?
Yeah. Beeping Tom.
Cool place to go hang and have some fun in the parking lot.
Yeah.
That means swinging sex, doesn't it?
Well, probably.
It's
some gay stuff.
If it's looking onto others, showing off, or joining it.
Yeah.
In the theater and drive-in, great place to let loose. Awesome place to get things for couples. My husband and I love coming here to shop around for fun things we can use to spice things up a bit.
So they sell dildos and
they got a whole dildo shop.
Oh, want a little car fun with your significant other? Don't have a place to go? For $6.50, they'll give you a spot in the dark with a special large screen movie with the ability to do as you please without getting a ticket from the cops.
That guy's furious over the price hike.
Yeah, not impressed. Prices went up. Ridiculous. They'll lose business.
They will lose business.
It was okay. 2 stars. It was okay. A lot of creepy dudes.
Well, of course.
I can't believe there's a girl even going. Yeah. Like, what's that girl? Has a normal life?
Oh, really excited when I read about this place. I thought it'd be a fun night away from the kids. The huge downfall, we left because creepers were going from car to car looking in windows. They have no shame, and it's gross. It's supposed to be a safe place for couples to have fun. If you come in or single, stay the heck in your car. I could only bring out of the car for the store or the bathroom. Not lurking around in other people's cars. I don't believe we'll be back. We've been here for a year. I have 3 more years. I need to change the rules.
So funny.
Let's look at this.
Judy. It's Judy.
Let's look at Judy Kelly.
Judy, why are you saying this?
I can already tell what Judy looks like.
Yeah, it's hard
to see her.
You can't really
click on her little photos there.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, like down under reviews, it says photos. Oh, that'd be photos of her establishments.
Yeah, photos she's taken, right?
Jesus, Judy.
Judy went to a
but
porno.
I was wondering,
drive-in.
Like, who would want to do this? And, because you have a house, but it's like parents with kids and they.
That's what it is. They can't get away.
That's how bad it is. They have to get away and go to a porno theater.
Yeah.
Andy, add that to the list of not reasons not to have kids.
I'm reduced to banging at a porno theater in El Paso. The only time I have sex is when I gotta go to El Paso, the porn theater down there.
Everything is
having
I took
kids
my,
is for the birds.
Took my wife here
with
for
your
a
wife
date.
Judy.
Judy and I went down to that porno theater outside of El Paso. You know, to have some sex on account of the kids have turned our lives into nightmares. I really think it's a creepy environment. What do you think?
I loved it.
She did. She went down on me there.
I sure did.
It was a wild time.
I'd do it again.
But she didn't like all the looky-loos. There was a lot of looky-loos.
A lot of people trying to check out my style.
She was uncomfortable going to the bathroom.
She didn't
even
look that old, Judy.
Yeah. No, I thought she was.
No.
Took my wife here for a date. Although it has adult-themed movies, there is an atmosphere one would expect. Most of the patrons are alone. Many exit their vehicles and wander the grounds in search of people to watch.
Wander the grounds.
This place has many peeping Toms. I had six separate Toms in one night while on a date. They'll slowly move around your vehicle and gaze into your windows from all angles so they catch a glimpse of whatever you're doing inside. I was not a fan of the uninvited guests, so this was off-putting to say the least.
Well, of course.
Like a paragraph of a review on this place.
Right.
I can't.
He took his wife there on a date.
A date.
Could you imagine?
A surprise date.
Surprise, Lisa, we're going to corner grabbing.
Listen, I know you like me to switch it up all the time. I've got something crazy.
You guys are romantic. This is the biggest of the pervs. The biggest of the pervs would go here every weekend. I mean, it's kind of okay that they've got somewhere. They're not lurking on, you know,
no,
in your windows.
Every once in a while, there should just be a cull of all these pervs. Like, just like everyone gets rounded up.
You're right.
Right. All those pervs, they gas them all.
Yeah, you know. Like a net comes down and they're like, all right, look into every one of these people.
It'd be crazy if you didn't know it was like a porno drive-in and you took the kids and you'd pull up.
Oh, my God. It sucks so bad.
You're here.
All right, kids, I think you're going to play Star Wars.
Oh, wait a second. This title says Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Oh, geez. Judy, listen, back up the kids. Cover the kids' eyes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, geez, Louise. There, Dad.
Keep those eyes shut, kids.
Look at Chewbacca.
Judy, you never do that.
Look at that there.
Judy.
Chewbacca would have a different name.
He's a gay Chewbacca.
Yep.
Chewy.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you know it's a porno drive-in. I'm amazed at the reviews.
Honestly,
very
I can't
alternative
believe.
Place. You have to be open-minded. You can bring your own drinks. Starts at 9 p.m., plays all the way to 2 a.m., a great late-night date. Once one movie is over, the next one starts right up. Important tip, you'll see everyone is parked along the back. There's a reason for that. Unless you have dark-tinted windows, don't park where people can see through your car.
Yeah.
The pervs.
This
guy,
common sense.
Lloyd Shaver, sausage party.
Lloyd, that's the voice.
Yeah, that
that's
is. Lloyd. I went down Busolo, okay? I'm going to give it three stars.
Can we look
he
at Lloyd?
He has a mustache and glasses. He's like, that's Lloyd.
That is. I'm
so
Lloyd.
So Lloyd, go there expecting to hook up. He loves the Red Lobster. Picture of his lady at the Red Lobster. Loves the Dollar Tree. Oh, no, he didn't like that.
Yeah, he didn't like the Dollar
Likes
Tree.
Likes AutoZone, Burger Time, Walmart Fuel.
What a life Lloyd has.
Sonic Drive-In, Shooting Range, Mall.
This is America. Lloyd is America.
This is America.
The Motel 6.
Longhorn Steakhouse.
And the Flying J Travel Center. Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Lloyd is America.
Lloyd is America.
Lloyd Shaver, you are America.
Judy on there.
A lot of Judys go to this place.
Yeah, Judys are getting plowed left and right at the El Paso Horn Theater.
It is crazy that this is still up and running in this day and age. But there, I guess... I was wrong. There's a bunch of people that have been to drive-in porno theaters. We'll start with Mike in Rhode Island. You've been to a drive-in porn before?
Kind of, but not really. So if you look up the Rustic Drive-In in Rhode Island, it opened up in the 60s, and initially it was opened as a porno theater, but now it's switched over to normal movies, but the sign out front still remains as a giant donger with balls.
Oh, yes. We've been sent that before.
Oh, really?
We've been sent that before.
I haven't seen it.
I love it.
So, he actually hasn't been to one, but he's been to that theater that used to be a porno. Mike in Tampa, though, you say you've been to a porno drive-in.
Yes, sir. Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s. Where was it? Was it in Tampa?
Nope. Columbus, Ohio. North High Drive-In.
Oh. And they just showed porn, like, certain nights, or that they were just a porno drive-in?
Yes. It was certain nights. I think it was just on Friday and Saturday night, late night. It was my roommate. So I've been trying to take this girl out for a long time, and the only way she would go out to him if she would get a date for her friend, and that was me. This was the first time I ever met this girl. And it was her idea. She'd never seen a porn. So we go to this movie, and we're in my roommate's dad's Audi. I'm in the back seat with this girl. We're getting it on, and her friend is so upset with her. It was a funny night. It was very strange.
it's a weird.
Yeah, it sounds
weird night.
Like an odd time.
Yeah.
It sounds like it would be an odd time.
It's like a blind date that actually worked out because he was making out with her and stuff.
I swear to God, I feel like I saw a very inappropriate scene at a drive-through.
Drive-in.
Or yeah, like at a drive-in when I was young.
Yeah, but it would have been just from a regular movie.
No, I mean, it was like I was at a play, like someone's house. And where we were, you could look out a window and you could see in the distance, you could see the screen. And I remember seeing stuff that I couldn't really.
I want to like hypnotize you. I couldn't really grasp.
And you don't think it was just not like
and
a
that's
sex
why
scene
I'm trying to
movie.
Look it up. No, I think it was extreme.
Mm. Yeah, it was like sex.
Here's another review. We're talking about this drive-in porno theater in Texas, El Paso, Texas. Chrissy says, interesting, just don't like the crepes driving around. I think she meant crepes.
Yeah,
I know. She meant crepes, but she called them crepes.
Well,
there's lots of crepes driving around.
She probably types crepes a lot.
Yeah.
Very alternative place. You have to be open-minded. You can't take drinks. Affordable.
Lloyd.
Of course, Lloyd. Sausage party.
Sausage party is what I describe it. I didn't find a single.
Too many dongers everywhere.
single woman.
It's a wild jungle. No security, no rules, extremely bad maintained. My girl and I decided to check it out. First, I got told by the girl on the gate to drive with my headlights off so not disturb others. Second, we couldn't watch the movie because my car has tinted windows and guys kept blocking our view, literally rubbing their nose on our windows to check to see if we were doing something.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Third, when we left, I had to fix a flat because I ran over an empty beer bottle and punctured my tire.
Oh, well, never could you think of a place. Worst night is to having to change a tire outside and it's just tons of dudes like jerking off around you.
You can hear the skitter of them as they go by.
They love that you're like fixing something too.
Can wait you fix that.
Sandra says, I love getting my groove on.
Gross. Oh, geez.
Sandra.
I call it sleazy. Running HD quality adult movies every night. What are they currently showing?
Look at least.
Cupid's Playground.
Look at that.
Look at it, you guys. Look at it.
Dude, it's like right out of.
It's like entering the Badlands.
No way.
No way.
No way.
El Paso, no.
Yeah.
Not on the list, huh?
No.
Francie, have you been to a drive-in porno theater?
Yes, I have.
And where was this and how long ago was it?
It was in the 70s, so about 1975.
Okay.
I was 18 years old, and we called it, the locals called it, the Duran Dirties.
The Duran Dirties?
Yes.
So was it a regular theater and then just late at night it showed porn?
No, it was...
Always
porn? All porn all the time.
Yeah. So you were...
On certain nights of the week, they had a topless window washers.
I'm sorry. Wow. I'm sorry, what?
Yes, topless window washers.
You're trying to clean your windows without shirts on.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I want to go. A lot of different stuff flew back then.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was absolutely my first exposure to any kind of porn.
Yeah.
Oh, and, yeah.
Well, how would you sum it up?
Inappropriate. We double dated my boyfriend and then his sister.
A double porno date?
His sister?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's super weird.
Oh, my God. His sister was in the car. That's so weird.
That's crazy.
Your boy's sister was in the car.
His sister was in the car. Did you all get it on?
Ew.
Yeah.
Francie, talk.
Yes.
Yeah, you
it was
did.
Just not the place to be with another couple.
Yeah.
No.
So it didn't work
out. The front seat and the back seat. Oh. Getting a little too drunk and call it a night.
Yeah.
Never went back.
Never All right, back. Francie. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Brother, sister, dating.
Mm.
That is a weird night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking my sister and her date to
I
the porn.
I am not. I would not ever take my sister or my brother
to the porno theater.
Never.
And have them do stuff with whoever they're with in the back
right
while
there.
I'm doing
they're
stuff
right
in the front.
Here.
Nope.
Nope. Brenda is in Sarasota, and there used to be one right next to the airport there. Is that right?
Correct. In the late 70s and the 80s, it was right across the street from the airport. And at midnight on the weekends, they would have XXX movies. And you could fly in, and coming into Sarasota, first thing you've seen were the big screen and porno movies.
Wow.
That's a beautiful way to land.
Yeah.
Did you ever go there, or you just saw it from a plane?
I went there with my boyfriend when I got old enough in the 80s.
And would you recommend it? Is it as creepy sounding as this place, or no?
Well, in the 80s, it was different. People weren't walking around and what have you, no. So, but it was one-time deal. I wouldn't do it again, though.
Yeah. All right, Brenda, thanks for calling in. I'm surprised they were able to get away with airplanes being able to see
what a landing that would be. You want the window seat come in at nighttime.
Absolutely. Well, Full on BJ to the right.
I just like it.
This is the craziest window seat I've ever got.
Holy smokes, I'm getting the window every time.
Here's the Lisa wrote a review on this porno theater. Y'all are nasty as F.
Yeah. It's funny to me that through the different decades, there's just probably different music playing. Like the lady that went with her brother and sister or whatever to the porno theater is like Foghat Slow Ride was playing on the way there. Then the 80s couple, they had like Whip It.
Yeah. I mean, porn drive-ins.
Through the decades.
Yeah.
Oh, and the album. They've apparently existed. Randy in Tampa, you've been to one too, right?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
This was back in 1978, 79.
Okay. And you took a lady?
And what's that?
You took a lady with you?
Yes.
And was she cool with it?
Did you guys get it on? On the weekend. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Was this like your go-to place or was it just a one-time deal?
No, we'd go there on the weekends. That's when they'd show the films.
Oh, okay. And now it sounds super creepy, people walking around and tugging on themselves and stuff in front of you, but that wasn't happening back then.
No.
Yeah. We had some standards.
Yeah, people would actually go there and actually do stuff with other people. Now, no one can get other people, so they're just...
I would not allow singles in. If I was running a drive-in porno...
You can't. That's all your money,
No,
Dave.
I wouldn't allow
then
singles
going
in.
For
under.
Some reason, I pictured
you're
you running under. It, but you just had big mutton chops. So it's just...
Yep.
Like, pour through drive-in.
Welcome to the fiesta. Yeah. No, sir, you can't come in alone.
It's just Dave, but he's got his big mutton chops.
Dave's like, business
hey, listen,
is
no
going
singles.
Under. Yeah.
Like I was enforcing those swinger rules, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I don't
no
want
singles.
Hot.
He's
no,
got a
no,
high
no
standard.
No single dudes.
Well, it sounds like there have been places around for years. Most of them are closed down, but this one still exists. If you're going to El Paso, Texas, it's called the Fiesta Drive-In. If you want to see a porn and have people pleasure themselves in front of you.
Wow.
Then that's the place to go.
Ooh, it is.
There's nothing around there.
No,
that's why it's there.
There couldn't be, right? There couldn't be.
El Paso.
That's the only entertainment in town.
Yeah. You want to have a good time, you're going to want to go down to the
Fiesta. They don't have a blowout sale. They have a blow-me-out sale.
Oh. What is that, a ghost?
I think that's the ghost of Jerker's Pass.
That's the ghost of a bird.
Oh, it's a smudge.
Oh.
Say, that's a finale stage.
Yeah, that's a smudge.
That's a smudge.
Oh, look at their Christmas tree. They even decorate for the holidays.
It's very festive.
Yeah. All right, so that exists in El Paso, Texas. If you're ever out and about and you want to see a porno in a drive-in theater,
that's
where you go.
Adult drive-in.
Sexy date night, they say on the sign. Couples welcome. Man.
Fiesta.
It's there. It exists in the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So that dude on Jeopardy is still there, winning.
Yeah.
James Holzhauer, he's still in the midst of his historic run on Jeopardy, and he's already parting with some of his cash. He donated 10 grand to Communities in Schools, an organization working to help kids stay in school. He then donated another 10 grand to another education charity. And I guess he's made donations to the Ronald McDonald House and the Las Vegas Natural History Museum, too. So far, over the course of 32 Jeopardy shows, he's made $2.46 million. He averages about 80 grand an episode. So he's really close to overtaking Ken Jennings, who has their Jeopardy record of $2.52 million. He's only $58,484 away. So he could do it tonight.
Well, like I saw, I think I saw a clip on TV of him last night. And I don't know if he, whatever it was, he had $78,000. And then they panned to the other guys. And the other guy had $1,000 and the other guy had just like $2,000.
Oh, dude. Did you just leave?
I'm like, he answers every question. He has to be
that would
like.
Suck that you get on Jeopardy finally and you're up against him.
Yeah, that would suck. Well, that's the weird thing about Jeopardy is that it's like the hardest game show ever and the dollar amounts you win are so low.
Oh, it's crazy. It's not even worth it. It's like no, it costs you money to be on the show.
Yeah, it's like I lost money going there and I got every question right still. Wagered it all in the end, lost
So again, he could set the all-time Jeopardy record tonight, and he's made that money in over 74 games. Or, no, Ken Jennings made his money in 74 games. This guy has done it in half the time because he does really big bets. He's
so is there balls. A limit for him? Do we talk? I know we talked about this. So it's like, no limit?
No, there's no limit anymore. So
yeah. It used to be you could only be 7 days.
Tonight, 512!
Okay, and this is my question. So this
forever.
I thought about this. Is there a point where you can just say, I don't want to be on your show anymore?
Well, of course you can.
Can you?
Yes. Well, they can't hold you at gunpoint. No, you're not leaving Jeopardy. Of course you can say you want to walk away.
Like, if you had other stuff going on, it's not like I can just be there all the time. I understand he's making millions of dollars or whatever, so forget
it. From what I understand, they film most of them on the weekends. Like,
so did he just travel on the weekends for his Jeopardy thing, and then he does his normal life during the week? How does this work? Where does he live?
I think he's a gambler. I think that was his
job. That's his career?
Yes, he's a gambler.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you're a little more loosey-goosey about your schedule when you're
I wouldn't want to marry a gambler.
No. He doesn't. He's not, like, nearly as badass as a gambler should be, like a professional.
Well, a real professional gambler is a mathematics just a dude. Nerd. You know, like, that's.
So they tape 5 episodes in one day, and they do 2 days of taping every other week. So most people could probably make that happen.
Okay.
So he'll be on it forever.
Yeah.
That's his life now.
Yeah.
Jeopardy
forever. Or do you think Jeopardy, like, they bring in a ringer? Like, they bring back Ken Jennings or whatever. Because that's what they're going to have to do, right? They're going to have to be like, who are the other two dudes that are amazing at Jeopardy? And that's how you get rid of them. Mm. You just hope to God one of these other geniuses.
Oh, there's been a leak about what happens tonight. I don't want to say it in case the Jeopardy people will give me
a spoiler. What's the leak?
Well, you want to see Lisa? I'll bring it up on the screen there.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. What could it be? What could the leak be?
Oh.
You might as well just say it. It's so obvious.
All right, spoiler alert for Jeopardy fans.
I mean, what would the leak be
exactly.
That he wins again?
that
is
right. I mean, it was pretty obvious.
Something leaked, something huge about him.
Something crazy
Maybe he pooped his pants or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Say he loses tonight, so he doesn't set a new record.
So who? I wonder who.
This is the clip. You want to watch it?
Yeah.
This is a spoiler alert. All right.
If you're that into Jeopardy, that you get mad.
Oh, man. They're going to be furious.
I feel like we're time traveling right now.
I know.
Wow, this is the future.
But in third place, and you came up with who is Marlo? Christopher Marlo? You are correct, sir. And you will add 6,000.
This is what
it'll get. Bumps you up to 17,000. You're hoping for.
Oh, God. He didn't do well.
Correct responses from our champion and from Emma. Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager, a modest one for the first time. That takes him to 24,790.
This is what I wonder.
So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with the correct response,
she did it.
You're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you?
She did.
What did you wager?
Ooh.
Oh, God. 20,000. What a payday.
Spoiler. All the Jeopardy fans are so furious right now.
Oh my God, no! Oh, I don't even have a reason to live! I don't even have a reason to live anymore, goddammit, Dave! Hunter! Dave Hunter!
Stop it, you bastard!
Dave Hunter!
Dave Hunter!
Dave Hunter!
Stop it!
Why am I happy that we just spoiled Jeopardy?
Dave Hunter!
I literally got no reason to go on today.
That is a copyright video! That is a goddamn copyright!
You ruined it. Harold's pissed. Harold's pissed off.
Oh my God, Dave Hunter! He's a little mad at Dave.
I hate Dave Hunter.
He was good. He had T-boned.
I hate DaveHunter.com.
He's upset.
This made my day. I don't know why I'm so excited about this.
I know,
this.
You got really excited.
Like, but loved it.
We spoiled it. But this thing, he gave up.
Yeah, he did.
He has never done that.
No.
Yeah.
He's never done that. He clearly, he bet enough to make sure he would be under what the girl had.
He's sick of it.
Yeah. He's sick of
Jeopardy
it.
I would be, life.
And honestly,
sick of Jeopardy life. I'm so sick of Jeopardy life.
And honestly, that would be my whole thing. How long do you want me to do this?
Every day on Jeopardy.
You know?
I'd get to like a billion or something and then leave.
God, I mean, you'd just be there for so long.
It'd take a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Pamela.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm so mad at you right now, Dave.
I hate you. I didn't want to do it, Pamela.
I have been watching this every day.
Well,
I have been so involved with it. I got locked out of my house just a few minutes ago. I'm late for work, and then this is like the icing on Monday's cake.
Well, we saved you time. We saved you half hour of your life.
I know, but... it's been so epic because he's so good. And every time, last week I was starting to hope that he'd start to lose. I was betting against
him. Your hope came true, Pamela. See, you did it, not us.
Yeah, no.
Bobby.
Dave did it.
How you, Bobby?
Dave did it.
Bobby.
Dave, you got a big pair, my friend, let me tell you. You just wrecked my Monday.
Yeah. Oh. Dude, I didn't want to do it. Did you not listen to the show?
We said spoiler alert in the beginning.
I said, don't do this.
Yeah,
these guys talked me into it.
I can give away the ending to Endgame if you guys want.
Let's give away all the spoilers
right now.
I'll tell you exactly who dies in the Avengers Endgame.
Yep.
Who lives. How they defeat Thanos.
Oh, they just gave it away.
Riots across the nation now. So.
Well, you know, what's crazy is just that someone had that video, right? So they must have been at the taping?
Hey, that was on Fox News' website, all right? So it's Fox not like News. I like found it in the deep, dark corners of the web.
Yeah,
it's
because someone texted us in.
Fox News' website this morning, so you can go check it out there.
What's crazy they about it is that they all won around the same amount of money. So to me, I don't know. He must have either had... the worst round he's ever had, or he was intentionally throwing the whole thing.
Watch, this is a big fake leak. Like Jeopardy concocted a fake taping.
You think?
No chance.
That'd be crazy.
No chance.
You think Jeopardy has a couple of thugs that visit you when you're too high up there?
I hope for Dave's sake that isn't the case.
Some Jeopardy suits are going to come show at the door today.
Maybe you wager a little too much. You let the girl have a turn. Winning all the time with the winning.
Yeah, isn't it weird, though, that he could have set the new record tonight, but that's all of a sudden when he loses? It's
very fishy to me. How did this get leaked?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's weird.
Well, maybe it's from the taping. True. Well, it does seem like...
No, it's taped off the TV.
Yeah.
Someone taped that off the TV.
Yeah. Is there any chance that this is fake?
It could be.
That's what I said.
He comes over and high fives her, like, good job, like you beat me.
I don't think this is much. Yeah.
Play it again.
Waity.
Wait, okay, like.
Holy smokes. Something's not adding up yet.
I'm going to be honest. So they put two ringers in against them tonight. That's what it is. On the day,
some kind of conspiracy going on.
Who was this? Who posted this?
Okay, I know the history as good as I thought.
Posting this video.
Yeah, watch his shirt. Is it the same?
Who's this guy in the middle? I don't know him. I've never seen him before in my life.
What do you want to see? What do you want to see from this?
Well, this is. I'm just when she wins, he comes over and gives her a high five, which. I think.
Why wouldn't he hit a good run?
No, I know, but see, that's impossible to like CGI in, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you could have taken clips from someone else winning and like meshed it all together. Like, clearly, he loses tonight, and that's it.
It's a real deal. That's legit.
Someone said, I can't believe you have done this to me.
I can't believe you've done this to me. God
it's
damn
Jeopardy,
it.
For God's sakes. And someone makes a good point. That doesn't mean it's tonight's show. It could be coming up some other time.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that's tonight.
You're goddamn right it could mean that.
So there you go. Big Jeopardy brouhaha happening on the Dave and Chuck show.
God damn it.
We ruined it. We ruined people's Mondays. Which, I don't know.
Oh.
If that ruined your Monday, reconsider stuff. But second, it wasn't us. It was the Fox News and the New York Post have leaked it, not us. We just report it.
Yeah.
And I gave you a spoiler alert right before I talked about
not dear.
The person that posted this on Twitter, they're getting lit up.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Are they really? I want to see them.
Furious.
What are people saying to them? Are they threatening them?
No, I don't think they're threatening. You must be really desperate for more than 122 followers.
He only has 122 followers? Not anymore. Follow him. This guy's an insider.
And why now?
No. Someone just said no.
No.
Why?
But why?
So many tweets are unavailable now. They must have been so incredibly bad.
The whitest high five ensued.
Yeah, it did. It really did.
Oh, gosh. I guess Sony has threatened this Twitter channel with lawsuits.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, that's what I was worried about, Dave.
No.
It was all Dave.
Whatever, you guys. You convinced me to play it. Lisa said, play it, Dave. Go back to the tape.
What would Sony have to do with that?
Sony owns the rights. Like, Sony runs...
Like, they own Jeopardy?
They own Jeopardy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like they can go just after.
But, like, how did this guy get that? It is off of a TV screen.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Yeah, copyright strikes from Sony Pictures, which produces Jeopardy.
So he got, like, a copy of it somehow.
Yeah, he did.
If it's fake, that's the boldest move ever
made.
Well,
it doesn't mean it's fake. It just means it doesn't have to happen tonight. They don't say that is the one from tonight's show. That Twitter channel that leaked this is claiming it. But it doesn't mean that's going to happen tonight.
Right. I see what you're saying. Like, they're saying he comes up short.
Right.
On the...
But that could be how it ends eventually.
Yeah. Right.
Because they tape so far in advance.
Now people are claiming he cheated the whole time.
Oh.
He was provided the questions prior to the show.
Everyone is.
We talked about that.
It's not that they're provided with
the
questions.
They're also claiming he was on the inside of a Vegas bet, kind of like Take the Fall.
Ooh.
Like they were betting on when he was going to
lose.
That
would be interesting.
Oh.
If he is, that would be a good movie in the future.
That's like the quiz show thing.
Yeah.
You ever see that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
That's nuts.
What?
Breaking news.
Dave is done.
There you go. Believe it or not, who knows? It was a leak. We didn't leak it. We just reported it. But it's out there.
We're probably the first... Radio.
Remember,
program.
I wanted nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Probably the only one.
I was coerced. I'm
was
on record
coerced.
Saying I was coerced.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Imagine walking into your kitchen in the middle of the night. Maybe you're just looking to get a snack or something.
Yes.
And then you almost become a snack. The Clearwater Police Department responded to a home about 3 o'clock in the morning Friday. This was in Eagles Landing in Clearwater. This old broad called.
Oh,
she had an unusual burglar, an 11-foot alligator.
Goddamn alligator in there.
And the alligator even got into her wine.
He's drunk,
a
too.
Drunk gator.
Smart. We need a better drink. Oh, that gator there, he got a 0.50 blood alcohol level. Give it a burger light up.
So look, there's pictures she got.
Oh,
of this
my
gator.
God. She's lucky she saw it.
No, she is. Very lucky. Here's a little video. Look at all the wine it destroyed.
It's like I'm drunk as hell, man.
I am a mad boy now.
And
they
then
didn't like that wine.
This old broad held a news conference.
Oh, oh no, look at
she,
her.
She
held a news conference to talk about this gator that's in her house.
And tell her a few things about a gator.
This is it here. Let's take a listen.
3:30 to use the restroom.
Oh, yeah.
And all he has
to do is. I gotta take a poop in the middle of that.
Huge. My arm was crashed. Like the whole roof was falling in on the side of my house. And having had just a new air conditioner put into my attic, I decided the air conditioner didn't like the attic and was hitting my kitchen. So I headed for the kitchen, and as I got to the door to the kitchen, I had this beautiful face staring at me as though he belonged there.
What?
And this 10-foot gator was having a marvelous time sitting right in my kitchen. It had come in through the windows in my kitchen, had broken all the wine bottles, broken all the glass in the place, and he was now, I don't think he made it out without glass in him. Okay?
Cut it
so I decided I wasn't staying there, so I went back to my bedroom, and I closed the door and called the police. The newspaper lady had already called the police, so they were on the way. And the police, I had 10 policemen and 2, whatever you call those, catchers. So for the next 2 hours, I was supposed to get that guy out of
there. Right there, that's one, people. Yeah, catchers.
I was scared, but not so scared that I couldn't function, you know?
You barely function.
I was hyperventilating a little.
What?
So what I did
you got to hit that wine.
Hyperventilating, I believe.
Yeah.
Would he hyperventilating? She was hyperventilating.
Yeah, let me hear.
Not so scared that I couldn't function, you know? I was hyperventilating a little.
Oh,
so
hyperventilating.
What I did was I went on the computer and played games to settle down.
That's right. Play some solitaire pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, I had to wait till the police got there. I couldn't do anything. My door was closed, and if I really wanted to go out back, I couldn't. So they let me out back.
So she went online and just played some old people games while she was waiting for that.
Pass the time.
Get that
game around. It was
hyperventilating.
Yeah, the alligator made you
hyperventilate. So funny she had a press conference.
I've never seen anything like
questions.
That. Questions? You in the sweater?
What happened with the glass?
That's about the time I started to hyperventilate. And he had gotten into my wine. And
why did you shoot it?
I didn't have my... I assume you just said, why didn't I shoot it?
Why did you shoot it? Shoot it! Shoot it!
Yeah, I had gone back up to grab my gun because, you know, I'm packing.
Of course.
And I went up there and I didn't come back down because I had really gotten into a good game of Spider Solitaire.
Boy, about us all of them.
But anyway.
Fun game, though.
This is the oddest thing to see a press conference.
Yeah. Just really an old lady at the water with her hair barely done.
When she said the news people came, like, did she call the news instantly?
She must have. A newspaper lady or something.
No, somebody the newspaper was delivering a newspaper.
Oh.
I probably saw the gator and got inside her house.
Okay. You don't get that alligator didn't come up there. Get him. Bear lucky.
Security guards at a mall in Jacksonville were patrolling the parking lot when they saw an animal moving around inside a locked car. That animal was someone's pet pig.
Hmm.
Now, apparently, the security guards at this mall aren't allowed to break the windows, so they called the cops. When the cops couldn't find the owners, they did break the windows to get the pig out. It had been in the hot car for over an hour and was in bad shape.
Jesus.
Yeah.
They had a bucket handy. They filled up the entire thing with water, and they got the pig rehydrated. Then the pig's owners eventually showed up. 20-year-old Mark Gray and 19-year-old Trinity Tavares Soto, they were all arrested for animal cruelty. Animal Care and Protective Services currently has custody of the pig. It's not clear why Mark and Trinity had a full-size pig as a pet or why they brought it to the mall. They're still trying to figure that out. There are their mugshots.
Hmm.
Jeez, just idiots, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess there are places you're allowed a full-size pig as a pet, right? Depends on the neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know the full-size pig part. I just know potbelly pigs are...
Yeah.
They get big, but...
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I guess they could be farm folks. It just happened.
No, they're not.
They don't look like farm folks.
No, I guess you're right. They don't look.
That pig's super lucky. Somebody saw him.
Yeah.
He was just like, time's running out for old.
I'm almost baking here.
Time's running out for old Mr. Oinkers here. It is incredibly hot.
Oh, boy. So this is how they're going to do it.
My owners are so dumb.
I wonder if I thought they had a picture of the pig, too. Maybe they took it down.
Name's Oinker J. Oinkerstein.
Mm.
Time's running out for me.
Tell him my story.
Somebody help me. I'm Kevin Bacon.
Security guards. Let me out. What? You can't break the window. Why?
My name's John Hamm. I've been in that car for an hour.
My owner's irresponsible. He may have passed out somewhere. My friend's name is Kevin Bacon. He's already
succumbed. Kevin succumbed to the heat. He did make it.
Luckily, John Hamm did make it.
Yeah.
My name's John Hamm.
And live to tell the tale. These are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check them out. In case you haven't seen this one, a woman in Iowa posted video of her son's baseball team practicing while a tornado is in the sky about a mile or so away.
We're fine. Keep going.
People freaked out, so she had to explain that it had just formed and was moving the other way.
Look at there's like a band going around the top.
Uh-huh.
That's scary.
It is pretty scary. It luckily disappeared quickly after the video.
That's what Stella's baseball game looked like on Saturday.
Little tornado.
Oh, gosh. It was bad weather.
It was bad weather. Came through.
And then this one you may have seen as well. If you haven't, it's also up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. A huge cruise ship lost control as it was coming into port in Venice, Italy. And it slammed into a riverboat and the dock. I guess the ship couldn't stop because there was a problem with the engine.
Oh, boy.
But it's coming in hot.
Look at this little boat. Oh,
luckily, it kind of just...
It's a huge boat. It just doesn't stand a chance.
No, but it catches it and kind of... Well, from the angle I saw, it looked like it pushed it out of the way. I think it does. It kind of goes off to the other side of it.
Oh, boy.
Eventually.
Yeah, you got to be able to control a cruise ship.
You should.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
It's coming in super hot.
Oh, man.
All the captain can do is hold the horn like, God, that's $5 million worth of damage. That's $25 million worth of damage.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
His eyes are just doing the dollar signs and spinning.
Like a cartoon.
He finally laid off the horn. That's nice.
Well, they hit the dock, and it slowed them down finally.
I thought I saw another angle of this.
Oh, we have a couple
of
angles up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Okay. You can see them there. But
the people
running, screaming down the dock, too.
Sure.
Also pretty scary.
My stuff!
As it happens, because they don't know. There's the people.
Well, look, it looks like it's coming right at you. And just old people, like, oh, my God, we're dead. We're dead.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's going to come up on land.
Run. Run, Martha. So looks like a scene from the Speed 2 movie.
Yeah. It does. They're not moving as fast as I'd be moving.
No.
It's louder there.
It's as fast as we can move, Dave. Oh, my knees.
You're right, though. Amazingly, only four people got minor injuries.
Oh, okay. I wonder where they were.
I think they were all on that boat. Okay. The one that got hit.
That's the bad spot to be on that boat.
Yeah. That boat was no good.
No, you imagine me on the back of that boat.
Yeah, what do we do? Get your life jackets ready.
No, just let it take you. You're dead, so...
Jesus.
Go check out those videos and much more on our website, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.